Sheriffs across the country generally received extra attention during the years of the Trump administration, with some of them weighing in more on political issues and less on strictly law enforcement topics. Arizona is no stranger to high-profile sheriffs, with Joe Arpaio leading Maricopa County's department for decades, and Paul Babiaux for a couple of terms in Pinal County. Now Babiaux's successor, Mark Lamb, is being followed closely, as his popularity and ties to former President Trump and followers grows exponentially. Jessica Pishko is an attorney who's working on a book about sheriffs. She recently profiled Sheriff Lamb for Politico magazine and is with me to talk about him. Jessica, before we go specifically into Sheriff Lamb, what fascinated you about him and these other sheriffs as they seem to be getting more attention over the past few years?
Well, I think that it was sort of an interesting coincidence. So I had been researching and reporting on sheriffs, particularly their ability to manage jails for some time. And then in the wake of, you know, after Trump got elected, I think we saw that he met with a lot of sheriffs at the White House. And so I began to see that both the Republican Party and I think certain patriot-minded sides of the Republican Party were very interested in sheriffs and their ability to both, I think, embody law enforcement, but also embody this sense of democratic will of the people that was becoming increasingly important under Trump. Once Joe Biden entered the White House, what I began to see was even more organizing at the county and state level, which was not entirely surprising to me. But I was surprised to see that there was a lot more action on sheriffs. I think just this week, relatively recently, MSNBC published a story about the Claremont Institute, which also seems to have taken an interest in sheriffs. And they quite specifically talk about the reason that they are interested in sheriffs is because they are concerned that other types of law enforcement, so state-controlled, city-controlled law enforcement, are quote-unquote compromised by liberals, by progressives. And I think we really see this place where the push for criminal justice reform, which has been long in coming, is meeting a real right-wing backlash that is active in many different areas. So not just kind of law and order, but also things like opposing COVID vaccines and vaccine mandates, pushing an anti-immigrant narrative, you know, pushing a narrative that's pro-gun. So I think that it's interesting that the sheriff is at the intersection of all of these issues.
Jessica, when it comes to Sheriff Mark Lamb, so you spent some time with him. How much law enforcement knowledge does a sheriff like him have to have? And how much of it is about personality, being outgoing, and getting people to like him personally?
So because sheriffs are popularly elected, in many states there are almost no requirements to be sheriff. One of the things to think about when it comes to someone like Sheriff Mark Lamb is, despite his persona and getup, his dedication to law enforcement, he really is not a career law enforcement person. He did not spend time in the military. I think, spent some time in one prior smaller police department in Maricopa County before he became a deputy and then the sheriff. But compared to other police chiefs or other long-time law enforcement officials, that's a relatively short amount of time. I do think it's a very relevant question. I guess whether there ought to be more rules about becoming sheriff or not is a bit up for debate. You know, the argument for not having such restrictions is that it is a popularly elected position. And so the idea would be that if the voters want someone with more experience or a certain type of experience, so let's say you want someone who worked in state law enforcement, or you want someone from the military, or you want someone who's a lawyer, that you would be able to choose who you wanted. So this idea of kind of popular choice is really important. You know, the fact that someone like Sheriff Lamb is not a career law enforcement person, in a way gives him the ability to interpret the role as he sees fit, right? So he can sort of manipulate the job or the job title and position to fit the politics of the time with less I think, institutional reluctance, which if you were, say, career law enforcement, like many, you know, police chiefs who have been officers their whole lives, they might have a certain amount of institutional knowledge and, let's say, certain types of things that they are more reluctant to set aside, and they might act differently. In many ways, that's the appeal of Sheriff Mark Lamb, that he feels free to speak his mind, that he is less constrained from institutional norms. And of course, that sounds an awful lot like Donald Trump.
When it comes to concerns that are expressed about Sheriff Lamb and folks you talk to, are there concerns that he's not actually doing the job, or that if he is, he's doing it in a way that may not be appropriate?
I think that there are a lot of questions about that. Certainly, one of the important things about sheriffs since their entire existence, Joe Arpaio is also an example of this, is that the sheriff as a political figure has long been an object of fascination for the media. They have long been more apt to talk about politics, to get involved in politics that are not necessarily under their direct control, than other types of law enforcement. So I think that that's a tradition of sheriffs, and certainly of sheriffs in Arizona. Even Lamb's predecessor was a good example of that. I think that when it comes to someone like Sheriff Lamb, there is a concern just about how many different types of groups and organizations and kind of purely personal profiteering projects that he is involved in. It is hard to say if he calls himself the American Sheriff and his network is the American Sheriff, his group is the American Sheriff. It becomes, I think, difficult for many people to draw the line between the individual as a sort of TV character or a sort of role and the person who is actually responsible for arresting people and putting them in jail. And so I think that it's really that slight dissonance that he is playing with that I sort of question about, well, how does that impact the actual people on the ground? Or if you or a loved one is arrested and put in jail, you know, how do we feel about the fact that this individual is also both personally and politically profiting from his role in other types of organizations?
That is Jessica Pishko. She is an attorney and a writer. We've been talking about her Politico magazine piece. He calls himself the American Sheriff. Whose law is he following? It's about Pinal County Sheriff Mark Lamb. Jessica, thanks so much for the conversation.
Oh, thank you.